Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother." Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman, but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her. Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry, but those who are deemed worthy to attend to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels, and they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise." That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called out, "Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." The Gospel of the Lord. In the liturgical year C, we have been reading from the Gospel of Luke, and it begins with Jesus Christ making this journey to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is a very important place for the ministry of Jesus Christ. It is in Jerusalem that Jesus Christ will suffer, die, and will rise again. In the course of this long journey that Luke presents to us about Jesus Christ, Jesus passes through different towns and villages. He preaches the good news, inviting all those who are lost to come and receive salvation. We see this in such parables, like the parable of the prodigal son. 2 weeks ago, we heard the story of the tax collector and the Pharisee. The tax collector went to the temple and could barely lift his eyes up to God in prayer. "Have mercy on me, Lord, I am a sinner." The Pharisee came before the Lord and felt very justified, because he kept the law. Jesus Christ told us in that gospel that the tax collector went home more justified than the Pharisee. The challenge I gave for that week was, whenever you feel like passing judgments on other people, say the prayer of the tax collector, "Lord, have mercy on me, I am a sinner." Someone told me last Sunday that he found himself saying that prayer over and over again throughout the week, but the prayer helped him not to pass judgments on other people. Last week we heard the story of Zacchaeus, whom the people ordinarily considered lost, but he came to Jesus Christ and he repented of his sins, and even offered to give more than fourfold of what he had cheated the people. And Jesus Christ said to Zacchaeus, "Salvation has entered your home." Now we come towards the end of the liturgical year, and our attention is turned to the things that will happen after this world. In today's gospel, we hear about the resurrection. Throughout the Gospel of Luke, we hear Jesus Christ debating the Pharisees, and he always goes against the Pharisees because of their hypocrisy and because they place so much burden on the people. And we hear a little bit of Jesus Christ in a debate with the teachers of the law and the scribes. Today's Gospel is the only place in Luke that we hear about the Sadducees. The Sadducees were an aristocratic class, was a group of elite and very wealthy. They were well learned. And they only accepted what was in the Torah, the written scriptures. They were like those Christians who will ask, is it in the Bible? If it's not in the Bible, I am not going to believe it. They did not accept the tradition that has been handed over to them. All they wanted to know is the thing has to be in the Torah. If it's not written in the Torah, we are not going to accept it. And so the Sadducees, who were very conservative theologically, never accepted the doctrine of the resurrection. And they also did not believe in angels. In today's gospel, the Sadducees challenge Jesus Christ. They ask him this question based on the Mosaic law. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 5, which speaks about marriage and the brother of someone who has died getting married to the widow. He was required by law to marry the brother's wife. So they posed that question based on Deuteronomy, using the law of Moses to test Jesus Christ, to see how Jesus Christ will interpret Mosaic law. Whose wife will this woman be in heaven, since she was married to 7 husbands? If Jesus Christ had quoted to them the book of Daniel, which speaks about the resurrection of the dead, they would not have accepted it because it's not part of the Torah. If Jesus Christ had quoted to them 2 Maccabees, which we read today and which speaks about the resurrection of the dead, they will not have accepted it. But Jesus Christ, like the Pharisees, believed in the resurrection of the dead. The question of the resurrection of the dead will be one that will cause a lot of disagreement between the scribes and the Pharisees. For the Pharisees believe in the resurrection of the dead, and the scribes do not. If you read in Acts of the Apostles chapter 23, when Paul is brought before the Sanhedrin and is questioned about his teaching, his gospel, Paul says to the Sanhedrin, I am brought here before you because I believe in the resurrection of the dead. And Luke tells us in Acts of the Apostles, immediately there was a sharp disagreement between the Pharisees and the Sadducees, because the Pharisees believed in the resurrection of the dead. So the whole issue moved from Paul to this theological disagreement that has existed for years between the Sadducees and the Pharisees. The resurrection of the dead. Jesus Christ uses Mosaic law to respond to the Sadducees in today's gospel. Jesus goes to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, in the story of the burning bush, and he says that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob is the God of the living and not the God of the dead. That is our God, the God of the living and not the God of the dead. Our faith as Christians is faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you do not believe in the resurrection, you have no business being here. As Christian people, we must believe in the resurrection. We are not Sadducees who did not believe in the resurrection. And to not believe in the resurrection has implications for our lives. As Christians, our hope is hope in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's why St. Paul tells us in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 15, that if there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ had not risen. And if Christ had not risen, then our preaching has no content, and our faith is in vain. We gather here every Sunday because we hope in the resurrection, because we believe that Jesus Christ conquered death. Because we believe that all of us who have died with Christ will also rise with him. We believe that this world is not the end. That death is not the end of our lives. It is a life changed. When our earthly dwelling passes away, we come to this new life in Christ. This life where we are will celebrate in the banquet table of the Lord. That is our faith. That is our faith as Christians. Hope in the resurrection. We cannot call ourselves Christians if we do not believe in the resurrection. It is a mystery of our faith. If Good Friday was the end of the story, I can bet you I would not have been standing here. And none of us would have been here this evening. But Good Friday was not the end of the story. Easter Sunday is our hope. Because Jesus Christ, our Savior, came back to life. The resurrection is a sign that death has no power over Jesus Christ, and death has no power over us. When we feel like all is lost, the only one thing we can hope in is the resurrection. If you feel like you are dying, the one thing you can always hope for is the resurrection. If you've lost everything you have, the one thing you can always hold on to is hope in the resurrection. That is our faith. Our faith as Christians, our faith as Catholics. The resurrection, believing in the resurrection, has an implication for the way we live our lives. Christian people must always be conscious that this world is not the end of the story. That there is a day of reckoning, accountability, and that is when we'll be judged if we will enter into the kingdom of God. That is when we'll be welcomed into the marriage feast of our Lord. In today's first reading, we hear the story of the mother and seven sons who died because of what they believed in. The book of Leviticus, chapter 11, verse 7 to 8, and the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 14, verse 8, is very clear that Jewish people do not eat pork. And sometimes when you read this story, you might wonder how insane it is that this woman and her seven sons are willing to die rather than to eat pork. Just ask yourself, if you were in their situation, what will you do? Will you eat that pork, or will you stand firm in what you believe in? The woman and the seven sons, we are ready to die because they believed in the resurrection. They believed that they will live again. The souls of the just, the book of wisdom tells us, are in the hands of the Lord. Because of their belief in the resurrection, they were ready to die. Because they knew that they will enjoy a better life hereafter. This woman and her seven sons teach us that we also must be faithful to what we believe in. We must be willing to die for our faith. We must stand for our faith. We must stand for our principles, even at the point of death. It is always easier to take the easy way. Do not stand for our principles. And sometimes we try to be politically correct. We try to bend our beliefs to accommodate other people. If the woman and the seven sons had just had a little piece of pork, they would not have been killed. But they stood for what they believe in. I challenge you, always stand for what you believe in. Always stand for your faith, as inconvenient as it may be. Your friends may laugh at you. They may say you are weird. That's okay. You will not be the first, and you will not be the last. You may not have an A in that exam just because you did not cheat like all of your friends. You may even fail the exam. That's okay. As a Christian, you believe and you know that it is wrong to cheat, so don't do it. You may be running late, turning in that paper. You don't have to lie to your professor that your computer broke, so that you don't turn in the paper. Speak the truth. If you get an F, that's fine. You don't need to cheat in your work hours to get a few bucks more. Always stand for what you believe in. Always stand for your faith. When you hear your friends criticize your faith, don't try to be cool and just mix in and not say anything. You must stand and defend your faith. If they think your faith is not cool enough, maybe they are not the right people to hang out with. As Christian people, we must always leave our principles in the world. It's not about preaching to people and telling them and inviting them to the church. That's good. But try to live your faith, even if you stand alone. Jesus Christ will eventually die for what he believes in, and he will rise. You may die for what you believe in, but you will rise. If you cheat to be successful, you will have your success collapse in your own presence. It wouldn't last. It wouldn't endure forever. If you are successful because of your principles, your Christian principles, that will endure forever. Today, I want to encourage us and I want to invite us to live as people who believe in the resurrection, as people who know that our time in this world is only temporary. When you realize that our time here is really short, and that there's a place you're going to spend eternity, two places, either in heaven or in hell. Yeah, hell is real. Sometimes we begin to delude ourselves. We say, it's not real. God is too merciful. He's too loving. No matter what I do, I'm going to get in. No, you are not. You have to live your faith as a Christian. You have to live as someone who believes that there is resurrection, that this world is not the end. I'm going to challenge you this week to try to live as someone who believes in the resurrection. When you get really tempted and you want to do something that is against your principles as a Christian, you know them, they are written in your hearts. Say to yourself, silently, I believe in the resurrection. I am not going to do this.